Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and it is my joy to be here today to be with you. And I think I'm going to be here today with a little better voice than I have the last few weeks past. So God is helping, and Yeshua is always with us. I want to thank Nancy for joining us today. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing much better, and how are you?
I'm great. I am just loving life today. It is just, I got to tell everybody, I'm doing Love, Aliveness, and Joy again. It was a course I did with Glenda a long time ago, and we have the manual, and Jerry and I were, we were digging deep into it this morning, and it's just bridging so much with Keys of Yeshua. So we're just sort of on this little joy ride right now, just connecting. Yeah, it's been lovely. So I recommend it to everybody. So just to connect everything.
I don't think it's in the store now. We haven't had it for a long time, Nancy. So you're lucky you got a vintage piece. And I was thinking about bringing it back as a seminar series that we can re-record and make available. So you might give me your thoughts on that after you've done the course again.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. So, but I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so great to see so many people coming online. This is going to be a wonderful time together today. So thank you for letting me be part of this. So
letting you. I wouldn't want to do without you. You are an indelible part of this. And the whole movement. And we in Texas have lots of thanks to God today for this gorgeous weather. It is, if you were up here, I think you would say, as I do, I think spring has sprung.
I know.
It may still have a few ups and downs, you know, like that's what spring is known for, its variations. Variations of potential and beauty. It needs wind in order to pollinate. It needs rain in order to germinate. And, you know, when we're still a little bit in the direction of winter, some days it can bring in a little cold spell. But as the old farmers used to say, in Texas, you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes.
Right, this is true. Well, I have to share just a little quick story just today of a beautiful thing that happened for us in nature. You know, we were just looking out the window, and you know, we have binocs and we have the, you know, the bird books, and but this we think it was a rufous-sided towhee, maybe, because we weren't really sure, but it was a mama bird, and she was on the top of this part of our fence, a gate, and it's got all this, you know, kind of loose bark. And she just was working so diligently and getting all this little scraps of bark. And then we were taking the binoculars and finding where she was going to build her nest. And it was just, so we were in this incredibly joyful, you know, place of gratitude. Just, and as soon as she left, this big hawk came, and it was just right there outside of our window. And then it flew off, and we were like, wow, did you just see that? So anyway, it just reminding all of us of God's incredible creation. What a gift that was to us today. So,
oh my goodness, yes. And you know, you can't fool Mother Nature. I mean, she knows, and she lets all her creatures know when it's time to start getting ready for a new year of life. So
absolutely,
that was great.
It was fun. It was really fun. So, well, I'm so happy to be here, and another beautiful day, and look at all of our callers coming in. So, shall I open a line, Glenda?
Yes, let's do it.
I will. Okay. Hi, Stormy.
Hello. Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the joy, because that's what I want to talk about today. Is I have been filled with so much joy all week long. I've been calling everybody and talking about it. And sometimes I'm so overwhelmed that I can hardly even speak. I've got so much joy. My voice and heart is quivering. And it's because of my friend, David Gibson. I called him Monday to tell him about the Angel Switchboard. How may I direct your call? And he says, well, let me give you an update. As I'm driving into work, the money will be there when I get there. But he was just given the institutes that he works with and all the people that work with these institutes for sound healing and vibrational frequency healing. They were just given $1 billion for research into what they're doing. So
wow.
I'm still just have a choice.
What is it they're doing, Stormy?
I mean, but to be a part of it, Glenda, and being such good friends with David, I also asked David, and I said it on the phone a couple of weeks ago, I really want your music out into the world, David. He has 100 CDs of his own. He's a recording engineer, so he's done all his life. And I was really wanting his music out into the world. Well, a couple of weeks ago when I talked with him, he says, some people called me and says they want to manage, market, and promote my music all over the world and mass produce my music for sale, and they want to do it for free. So my prayer had been answered again. And
that's amazing.
You know, this is the way that we bless each other. And I wanted to mention happy birthday for Sybil Burrows today. Her house was noise when I called her, but I wanted to mention her name about the hour and 2 hour long conversations we have often. Bring out the blessings within each other just from the conversation.
Yeah.
She brings out the blessings that are in within me. And so this blessing call is also about bringing out the blessings that are already there, just waiting.
Exactly.
Just waiting. So I'm just overwhelmed with joy all week. I don't know if you can hear my music in the background or not. But I've got some of my music playing I wanted to play today for this blessing call. And,
thank you so much for sharing that, Stormy. And everything you say is so true. And congratulations to you for your music and the support you're getting. That is a wonderful piece of news.
And the blessings that the world is receiving for this research that these people are doing.
Stormy, what is the research?
David is on the board of directors for Globe Institute and Sound Healing Institute and others, and there is Vibrational Frequency Institute research that they're doing. There is a major airline who wants chairs put in their airlines that have vibrational frequencies that will do many different things. There's a car manufacturer that wants chairs put in their vehicles that do this vibrational healing. One thing is Parkinson's. If you're shaking 10 to 20 times a minute, David can put you on, or the other people can put you in a chair that has these vibrational frequencies, and they can get you down to where you're only shaking 2 to 3 times a minute. And there's more research to this. There's also educational research about teaching people using sound and frequency for teaching, especially kids who have so many disabilities, and they're finding rewarding stuff in teaching are changing our education system. And a lot of this money is they want all of these teachings they're developing to, they want it brought into the mainstream world. So there are, you may know of these people, there's a billionaires club who just want to do good things for people. They want to radiate their aura in a good way. And they took a course with David and heard him sing and sound techniques. And so they came and went, we want to bless you. We like what you're doing. We want to support it. So, you know, there's just so much good things happening in the world with all of these frequencies. And you know what the basic frequency is? Love.
Of course. Of course. We learned that. And that's what started it all, isn't it?
Yeah. But it is resonating in so many different forms with so many people to continue to find ways to bring out the blessings that lie within each and every one of us.
I know.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you
God
for this call.
Well, God bless you, Stormy. You're on a hot line, a highway to heaven. So you just keep up the good work. All right.
Yeah. Angel switchboard, how may I direct your call?
Okay.
Thank
next person.
Stormy.
Thank
you. Thank you, Stormy. Much nicer focused than on all the things that are so hard. Caroline, your line is open. How are you today?
I'm fine, and that was some fascinating information from Stormy. I'm sure a lot of people today would love to know how to find out more about David's work and listen to some of those frequencies. So that would be great. Maybe you can have that posted in email or something like that, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm called just to pivot to something totally different. I would like to ask for a blessing for my boyfriend Steve, who is he's done a lot of work to help people in the West Maui area where we had the devastating fire.
Caroline. Caroline.
Yes.
This is Linda. Can you do something with your phone to get it off the speaker? Because we
let me just.
You're by the ocean and water.
Okay, let me just.
We can't hear
how
you.
How about this? How's this?
Much better.
Better.
Much better.
Okay, sorry about that. The first thing I said, I don't know whether you guys heard it, I was saying how great what Stormy said was and how it would be wonderful to find out more about how to hear what David's work. And so if there's a website or some way that we can find out more, that would be brilliant. That was the first thing that just came to me when I was listening to him talking to you. And then I wanted to ask for a blessing for my boyfriend Steve, who is a West Maui resident and has done a lot for the people impacted by the devastating fires they had back in August of last year. And he has resurrected a farmer's market there and is in negotiations with the landlord, and it's kind of tricky. The landlord wants a lot of money and all of that, and they're going to be doing some negotiations this week about that. And I wanted blessings for that to go smoothly and for a good settlement in terms of a lease that makes it easy for the project there to work. Because it's always difficult when you have people who these big corporations and all of that, they're often a little tricky to deal with. So that's the first thing, a blessing for that to go well and for the whole project to be really successful and help a lot of people in West Maui. Amen to that. And then, the second thing is just, a blessing for me. I've been having some, digestive issues that have been kind of a little annoying and challenging, and that those clear up and resolve. So those are the two blessings for today. And I also wanted to thank you, Linda, for everything that you do. I'm so grateful that you are in my life, and I'm sure that's what a lot of everybody else on the call would say. So there you go. Oh,
thank you so much, Caroline. Thank you. And we are so, so happy to have you in our family, our Christ family. He loves you, we love you, and we're all going to work together to expand the love.
Great.
Expand the vibration of what we came here to do.
Yeah, and if we can find out more about the Stormy's friend, that would be brilliant. I'd love to find out more about what he's doing. That sounds great.
Oh, we will ask him for a full report. Let's let him get his feet on the ground on this, so he's got the information, and I'm sure he'll tell me. Stormy is not one to not communicate.
Okay, take care, and I'll say goodbye so somebody else can talk instead of me.
Well, be blessed with this day. It's a beautiful day.
It sure
thank
is.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. Love you so much. We have Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hello. This is my first time to call in, even though I've listened
welcome.
For years. Thank you.
Well, I've seen your name on the board lots, so I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, too. I was actually guided to speak today, and I have been watching. I don't know if this has been brought up because I haven't called in the last few weeks, but I've been watching the most fascinating series about Christ and the disciples. It's a movie, and it's a series. It's the first of its kind. It's free. It's on the Angel app, and it's utterly fascinating. You can feel Jesus's energy through the actor, and the actors are fabulous. I don't know who any of them are. I think they're unknown until now. It's done in modern language. The first, second, and third series are on the app now. They couldn't get the theaters to carry it, but now that it's gaining huge momentum, millions of people throughout the world are tuning into it, and now they're having to create it in other languages. But now for season four, they're carrying it, season four, in the theaters. But I just want to share it. I can just sense that it's another way for people to get in touch, or those who have never been in touch with Christ before, a new way for them to connect to him. And it's called The Chosen.
Oh, The Chosen. Oh, yeah. I've been watching that since it came out. It's lovely. Lovely.
Oh, it
and
is.
So inspiring. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, thank you. I do want to ask for a blessing for my friend Lynette. She was diagnosed with a rare cancer a couple of days ago or so. So if you would keep her on your list, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And thank you for all that you do, too, Glenda, and your whole team.
It's my joy. My pleasure.
And I ordered your Fates essential oil, so it should be here in a few days. I'm looking forward to that.
That's probably where I last saw your name. I remember seeing it very recently. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you all have a great day, and thank you, Glenda.
You too. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. We're so glad you called in. Really good that you're here today. Glenda, we have Joshua. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Well, Hi. I haven't actually called in years. It seems timely. I'm surprised a little at Stormy's, how timely it is with Stormy. I would like to know more about that. All I wanted to add that the foundation may like to know about is over 40 years ago, and I'm still in contact, I lived in India and was associated with one of the preeminent scholars and musicians in the science of Vedic sound healing.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, recently in December, he came to the United States. He was invited to do a concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City, a sound healing concert, which was dedicated to the healing of the survivors of 9/11, both the survivors as well as the dead, and to what is happening in Palestine. And it was, awesome. I flew across the country from Arizona to go because I hadn't seen him in quite some time. And it was a very powerful healing, and many of the people there experienced a great deal of healing. So it would be nice to find out how to get in touch with the foundation, because he's very well known in Asia, and they may not want to know about you know, the ancient science of sound healing as well. So go ahead.
Oh, when I know more, you will know more. So okay. we're just waiting on Stormy to give us a little more tangible information that we could write down on a piece of paper. I'm sure that once his affiliation with this group is solid, we'll all hear it.
Oh, I remember him from many years ago. I remember him.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Well, he's been doing this work for many, many years. As I think many people have, many people who are in music. And, you know, I've often thought through my life how significant any and all types of music that were indigenous to a generation gave it the personality of that generation. There is an amazing creative power to music, and it can be for healing. It could generate all kinds of reactions, but it's never without a reaction. Something happens because our universe is energetic. There is nothing here that is not pure energy. It's just been conformed into micro harmonies, so the micro harmonies where the vibrations cling together in a certain way, in a certain place for a particular purpose, and then micro harmonies cluster together over in another place for another purpose and activation of potential. But it's all energy, and there's no language that is more universal than music. It is the universal language. There's no question about that in my mind. And I have studied the place of music in Ayurvedic teachings and many other teachings of Asia. It seems as though Asia was ahead of the West in terms of learning about it, but all people of the earth have defined their character by the music that they held most dear. So it doesn't belong to one people. It belongs to all of us. But some cultures have studied it more. And I know that Asia has studied it more. And so the masters of the Far East would have a lot to offer to this foundation and the work that is developing through it.
Yes, one of the things he's renowned for is the identification of frequencies for very specific ailments. And so he has work which is outlined in the Vedas, but he's one of the few modern scholars who has mapped it to the nervous system in a way that is gets results. But the other thing, there's so many things came up, right? You know, the last speaker talked about The Chosen, which is wonderful. I've recently stumbled into another series that's really wonderful. You will only find it on YouTube. It was done by a particular producer, and it's exclusively on near-death experiences. And it's interviews, so like one-hour-long interviews with people. And I know for myself, they're very affirming as to what I've experienced. And, you know, it's just amazing the commonality and what people come back with and what they experienced. And it's extremely uplifting. You know, you might want to check it out. They're quite easy to find if you just search in YouTube on, you know, near-death experiences. And it's one particular producer that does all of them. So, you know, that was one of the reasons I called in. Another reason was something of a curiosity. Starting actually in New York, I started having, I belong to an international healing group, and we do remote healing for patients for free, of course. And starting after the concert in New York, just before it, actually, and continued on more intensely afterwards, I started having experiences with the Lady of Guadalupe coming into the healing sessions. And the patients who were at a distance and not on a phone call at all, some of them also had experiences with her. And since then, a whole series of miracles have unfolded, inclusive of coming into my care, a large statue of the Lady of Fatima that belonged to St. Lucius herself, the child, one of the three children from the 1900s in World War I, to whom she'd, you know, you're probably all familiar with the story of Fatima and her appearances in Portugal during the war and her prophecies and what she wanted. And this statue has come into my stewardship, I would say, and many miracles are happening around it. And I was just wondering, because many other groups that I know have also started to have experiences with the Virgin Mary, and I was wondering if this group also.
Oh, you're talking about our congregation here?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a fascinating subject. I don't think we have the breadth of time because it could be a very long discussion. But at some point, perhaps we can have an online seminar or conclave about it. I think it would be a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Joshua,
I did have somebody to include in the healing, but that's it. There's nothing else for myself.
Okay.
Her name is Phyllis Turk. She's an old friend.
Okay.
She lives in Pennsylvania. And she has a rather severe autoimmune disease. So much and many complications around it. But it's become so hypersensitive to any form of medication, herbal, non-herbal. It doesn't matter. She reacts really violently. And so my prayer is that become resolved so that she's able to start being able to do some kinds of therapy. She's in pain.
Good.
Most of the time.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, yeah. Well, her name again,
Phyllis Turk.
Phyllis. Okay. Turk. Okay. She's
Phyllis.
On my list.
Yeah.
And I'll remember her continuing in my prayers. There was one more thing I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
There are hundreds of presentations on YouTube about near-death experiences. Can you give us a little more information on this particular one you're recommending?
Yes, I can. In fact, I'm near my computer. I'm going to look up the specific name. Yeah, this is very, very good. I mean, I know what you mean. There's hundreds. Not all of them are great. and I don't normally watch a whole lot of YouTube, but I'm traveling right now in Central America. And
wonderful.
And it's really the only thing available. And I only watch media that has some real uplifting and spiritual value. I'm kind of cautious about not feeding my mind garbage. So the name, so the channel is Anthony Chen Production, and that's Chene, and the actual name of each series starts out with the Near Death Experience of, and then it's the name of the person. But if you just look up the channel, Anthony Chen Production, you'll get them. And there, many of them are extremely remarkable. And when I say, you know, based upon my own experience, as well as many other people that I know who've had NDEs, or just out of the body experiences, we all attest, because I've shared this a lot, that this is quite genuine, because we've had these experiences, some of us multiple times. So it's really, really, really good.
Thank you, Joshua.
I look forward to, I may already have seen some of them and not known that they were his production, but I look forward to checking in on that. So thank you very much for giving this information. I'm sure it will be inspiring and uplifting. And communications of this sort help us to remember that we are a soul, an eternal soul, however it goes on earth, and even what we choose to experience after our earthly journey, we are so much more than this. And we need to be reminded of that, remember it, and apply it to our way of life.
One of the things that is really uplifting and inspiring to me about it is the common thread, regardless of people's religion, is it's the same. They have almost identical experiences, and they're sent back with almost identical purposes to simply share what they've experienced. And some of them come back with remarkable new abilities that they never had. So it's very uplifting.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for speaking up after being away so long.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much, Joshua. So good to hear from you today.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go today, and we're going to open up another line. Joshua, we've got, let's see, who's coming on board? Hi, Christopher. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. It's just so wonderful to be here and such a wealth of inspiring information. I'm super psyched to hear about Stormy, that grant that was offered for sound healing and all the cool technologies that are on the horizons. Very beautiful. And I am also a fan of The Chosen. I've been seeing the most recent episodes in the movie theater, and it's like having an intensive with Jesus for 3.5 hours. Just sitting there and absorbing the love. I mean, and the reality of what those people experienced. So much of the embellishment around the stories of the people and their lives and the oppressions that were occurring. It's just very moving. It makes it so real. So I'm grateful to everybody for bringing those things out. And I wanted to ask a special blessing. I've been in a process of discernment, as many of you know, around vocation. And so how do I bring about like a bridging between my past in a more secular space, my master's level work around social change and leadership development, and then my Christ-centered experience. How do I build the bridge? And I feel like I may have received an answer for a next step, and I just want to receive a prayer from the community and a blessing around this. There's a new certificate that's been developed around LGBTQ ministry. And there's different facets of that, understanding the demographics of people and their experience, understanding the wounds that are created within religion around sexuality, and helping people rebuild a faith. And it just feels like it's part of my cross to bear, if you will, because it's been such a challenge in my life around, you know, growing up, I thought I had to choose between my authentic self and Christ. And I think there are many people who have been faced with that, being expelled from the church, being bullied and shamed. And I think, well, these are some very, very special gifted people that would be very welcome in Christ's community at the table with him. And so I'm just praying for discernment on that, you know, whether that's in my, you know, vocational ministry, which it seems like it might be.
I think you've got a great time in history to bring that up. A window exists that did not exist even 10 years ago. So I think the window of opportunity for you is outstanding. The only recommendation I would make is to make it a subject of genuine relevance to people and not be swayed by political exploitation of it. Because there's the good and bad of why it's been made important in the last few years. The good is that we're learning to see that love is what is important in all relationships, and love is what should define all relationships, and not the way we express or cultivate them. But the power of love is what's essential. That's the good side of it. The bad side of it is that, some people just needed more controversial issues to bring up and exploit, and have allowed another kind of persecution to be created, actually. And, you know, as long as you keep your North Star in the right place and follow the North Star of love, I think you've got a great opportunity for social benefits.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with you on everything you said, and that was one of the challenges I had of being in a liberal arts academy where there was a tremendous focus on social justice. Was my concern was when people are coming at social justice from a place of not having been healed and forgiven, not having forgiven, there was so much of a replication of oppressive patterns. That's not what I want to see. One of the videos I watched of this organization, that is running this ministry certification, they showed this process that a family went through, and that's one of my main interests, is like, what is this like for real human beings? This is not policy, this is not theology, these are real human beings, and they showed the progress that this family went through, of the Christian family and their son coming out, and all the love that was generated within that family and within that church around facing the suffering and the struggle. That's what's interesting to me, is the real human process of healing and waking up to love,
that's
like you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about, Christopher. Just, you know, there's a real calling in this area, but there's also a lot of real exploitation in this area.
Yeah.
It seems today anything that can stir up a conflict gets news headlines. really.
I don't want more controversy. I just want love and healing, you know. And
it's
a complicated situation.
Absolutely.
I would love more people to be able to come to him without all of those, you know, just religious filters that just prioritize and put some people on top and other people down. I mean, I just, yeah. So thank you for everyone for prayers and blessings.
Well, I certainly affirm and confirm your resolution to go into this direction, as long as it serves the purpose of the soul. And that's the key in all of our purposes. You know, we can change our purposes many times in the course of a lifetime. When I was a little girl, only 3 years old, I told my mother that I was going to be an artist. And I was totally and completely dedicated to that, I would say until I painted the Lamb and the Lion. That was the pinnacle of the mountain for me. And then it did not hold as much importance for me after that. But working through the years of being dedicated to my work as an artist, I would have the underscore of philosophy and spirituality as being extremely important, but not really knowing where to place it. The first time that ever came up in my life, I was only about 4 years old, and I asked my mother, what is a philosopher? And she said, where in the world did you pick up that word? And I said, from my brother and my sister, they called me a philosopher. I thought it was a bad name. And she said, well, it's not a bad name. It's just, I don't know what they were thinking calling you one. So she told me what a philosopher was. I said, well, what's philosophy? Well, it's studying about the meaning of life and how do you know? How do you get to the truth in life? That's what it's all about. And my instant response was, I am a philosopher. I confirmed my brother and sister. And all through life, this has been a recurring theme that was the subheading, not the art was the primary one, but another time when it came up very, very interestingly was when I was graduating. I was getting my Bachelor of Fine Art degree at TCU and wanting to get a scholarship to go into graduate work as an artist. And I was an honor student with not just a straight A, but a straight A plus average all the way through. And they would not give me a referral. No referral. And so I took this up with the board. I said, what? Why are they not? They're not going to give me a referral into graduate school? So we had a meeting, and the chairman of a department, he spoke up, and he said, okay, I'm going to speak for everybody. You're too damn smart to go into art any further. You need to go into something where you can start thinking about life.
Wow.
Those were his words. Now, I don't use those words, but that's what he said to me. And he said, if you will go into art history or some sort of philosophy, we will give you a stunning reference. And I thought, well, I haven't even taken a course in philosophy. And I only had one semester in art history. How in the world am I going to get a scholarship in those directions? And he said, don't worry about it. Well, I got the most esteemed, highly endowed, financially, fellowship in art history in the United States. On one semester of art history. So the next decade, I would be learning. I went to Tulane University, and the university chose my primary professor for me. And she was a world-renowned person in the history of Christian art. That was chosen for me. I didn't even get a vote. I did get a vote. I could go back to my horses and raise horses and clean barns. But in upper education, girl, it's this or you don't do anything. So our purposes are layered. What I'm trying to say is our purposes are layered throughout life, and one will surface. And another will diminish. And another will come up. It's like peaks on the ocean, that certain purposes will come up and peak, and then they will recede into the ocean. And another purpose will emerge and peak and recede into the ocean. So one piece of advice I could give to all of you is when there's a purpose that you're called to do, take it very seriously. Very seriously, because it's backed by a lot of power behind it. But the other piece of advice I would give you is don't count on it lasting for a lifetime. You may have many purposes that emerge in the course of a lifetime. And don't assume that that means you're being frivolous or uncommitted. We may have a passionate purpose for something that lasts only a few years, and it peaks, it serves its purpose, both to ourselves and the goal of that purpose. And it completed it, it did its business, it did its job, and something else then is emerging. So I would say take your purposes seriously, but take yourself lightly. We are each so much bigger than this one life. We are each so much, have so much more potential than just one event in life or one way of living. It's it's really amazing when I look at the ebb and flow of friends in my life. And when I was in art school, I would say most of my best friends were sexually non-traditional. Okay. We didn't have LGBTQ back then, you know. And some of the words we use, I don't think are very friendly today. So I'll just say non-traditional. My best friend became a writer and producer, theater producer at Lincoln Center. I mean, very, very successful. And he wrote most of my published articles about my work back in the 70s. And then I got busy with what I was doing, and he was no longer there, and I couldn't find him. And I traced to his parents to find out where he was. And they said, oh, he's become a Buddhist monk. He's living in an ashram at the foothills of the Himalayan mountains. And I went, oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, he was always doing great work. But that's just an example of how much sometimes we can change. And don't think that you're supposed to be the same thing your whole life. Don't think that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Yeshua said it was a continuous pursuit. It sure did. You know?
Exactly. It is.
I do love, Glenda, that Yeshua said wherever there's joy, there is purpose, and that it was sort of a barometer, if you will.
Exactly. And I also want to add, you know, we can actually have our doldrums time. The real meaning of a doldrum comes from the sailing, the pursuit of ships on the sea, sailing, because a doldrum is when there's no wind, no rain, and no movement in the ocean. So your ship just sits there for days. And it can actually bring a very depressing effect, because it's like, where am I? I'm not going anywhere. Does this mean my life is over? No. It just means you got to wait till the forces that will move you swell up in the ocean, create the wind and the rain and the tides, you know, and take you to your next destination.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes we put way too much negativity on the doldrum passages that are also part of everyone's life, everyone's life. Just know when that happens, anybody, when that happens to you, that there are blessings out there, but they haven't arrived. And the forces that will bring them are busy doing something else right now. You know, maybe just to use the parable of the ocean again, there are seasons where the waters in the ocean actually literally turn over. The warm has to bring cool up and send the warm down so that it can be filtered. Because when it's chilled, it drops the particles out, and the particles drop to the floor of the ocean, and the water is renewed. And then the water rises as a cleaner water. So this is part of the life of the ocean. You get stuck on top of one of those big cycles. It's not going to move horizontally in any direction. It's busy going up and down right now within its own, within its own body of, essence. So, I don't know how far we moved along this conversation, Christopher, but I think we covered a lot of subjects very, very well.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, I kind of wish that more people had that kind of education and the wisdom that you're describing. You know, I mean, I wish I would have known not to take it, not to take myself so seriously. You know, I thought, oh, this is who I am for the rest of my life. And I went through such tremendous grief and confusion when my vocation really started to change and transform. I mean, I really, like, am a different person now than I was 5 years ago. I have different people around me. I'm engaged in very different things in very different ways. And I just kind of wish more, especially young people, were given this kind of perspective. Like, you know, your vocation may change many times in your life. And sometimes when mm-hmm. it's not, you know, not to force it if you're not, if it's not happening, you know, not to force it.
Mm-hmm.
So for that wisdom, it's very beautiful. I hope it, I pray for everyone, like in my blessing for the LGBTQ community and my vocational pursuits, I'm also praying for everyone to, that feels marginalized or that feels a need to revamp themselves, a calling to a new purpose. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Well, it's always good to talk to you, Christopher. And we
too.
Send you all the blessings of Christ.
I'm receiving.
Yes.
I know you will.
We have Sarah, Glenda. Hi, Sarah. Your line's open now.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and our beloved community. Oh, I just feel so much love for this community. Just this, right when this call starts, I just feel so just this pouring of love. So thank you so much to everyone. And I offer my love right there in there. And I'm feeling just, yeah, so blessed lately. Even though there's, you know, of course, many challenges and so much support and blessing. So I've got a little list for you. I've got some calls today. So first, my friend, her mom, Leslie, just had a fall and needs to do surgery and such. So God bless Leslie and Yeshua guide her. Let's see. My sweetie, Scotty. He just, and just for all who feel a depression and really that whole conversation just about purpose, exactly. May he find his divine direction and purpose and healing. I ask for ongoing support from Yeshua for my brother Tristan and me as we work out our, yeah, just what we're going through. I had a really intense dream about him last night, and so calling for healing there for all brothers and sisters. Then for my dear friend Soma and a friend Kent. And Soma, she's the caretaker of my home in California while I'm away, that we've named the beloved Ark of the Redwoods. And so also just blessings for our homes. And when we need to be away from our homes, may they be cared for in a really beautiful way. And then just thanks for prayers for my dad, Peter. He's doing well. So just God bless him and all of our precious elders. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, your friends are receiving a lot of love. And
yeah.
May they use it graciously. And dip into the bucket with soup spoons to bring out generous portions for themselves.
Amen. Oh. And I've been rereading Love Without End in my morning reading, and I just want to say I just felt so grateful to your little cat Gunner for alerting you. I just reread that part, and it just touched my heart so much. So thank you to Gunner and to all of our allies and our friends.
Oh, and they are. You know, the thing is, just because they're not human doesn't mean they don't have a soul and they don't have a purpose. They have
totally.
Great purpose. And we our lives are deeply enriched because they're in it.
Oof.
Mm.
So true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got one right beside me now. He will not allow me to do a blessing without him at my feet.
Yep. Yep. Yep,
I know.
That one like that too. I know.
Boy, they're pretty sharp, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they know. They know.
They do.
And they take turns.
Oh.
They take turns. Yeah. Right now, it's Rama's turn to be here. And he feels like he's part of it.
Yes. Mm. Beautiful.
Well, it's good to hear your sweet voice, Sarah. Yeah.
Thank you.
We feel your love, that's for sure, and it's always a blessing.
Sarah,
thank you so much. We have Dee Dee on the line. Hi, Dee Dee. Are you there, Dee Dee, or is it Tracy?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got you.
Really want to thank you for the rich conversation today, and it really was affirming for me that I am in the right place at the right time. There's just so many of the interests that, you know, the Chosen is kind of how I got here.
Really?
I just finished watching, well, I'm sure there were many other factors as well, but the Chosen really has sparked my love for Jesus and just brought all of this forward. And I really have to thank my dear friend Christopher, who's just spoken, for helping encourage and guide me along the path here. It's just been really incredible and touching. And I've also been watching a lot of the NDE videos on YouTube, and I'm literally rewatching The Chosen again right now, to pick up more information and really get to know the apostles more. And it's just a wealth of beauty that's created from it all. And I just feel very blessed, and I'm grateful. And even though things kind of were crumbling and are falling apart for my son and his wife, it's okay. And I've really been able to feel the peace and acknowledge that there's likely a lot of major blessings for my son and the kids in what's going on with them.
There will be.
Yeah, and I just want to request additional prayers for them as they continue to move through this separation. So for my son, Seth, and his wife, soon to be ex-wife, Kendall, and my three grandkids,
okay.
Hunter, Ashton,
okay.
Olive. And guess what,
okay.
I'm doing today? I've picked up my mother's old paint set and have a blank canvas in front of me that I intend to.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Congratulations on making that reconnection. You know, I want to encourage all of you on any subject, whatever your, whatever. It might be. It might be a recipe that you got from your mom, or it might be a place you visited once and you can watch videos on it. Whatever is calling you, it's a blessing there. Almost everything that calls you in a positive way is calling you because of the blessing that's there. So you've been called to paint for a while. And look for the blessings in it. Look for the beauty of life that it brings back to you.
I have no idea what's going to arrive on this canvas, but
that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. The blessing has been hidden and kept secret, and now you're going to find it.
Yeah.
So often the things we think are going to be a blessing turn out to be a disappointment to us. Has that ever happened to you guys? Anywhere in this world?
Yeah.
I think it's a very common human experience. We go back to our old favorite restaurant and think, oh, I'm just going to love being here. And the owner has changed and the chef has changed. And it's not anything like it used to be. But we walk out the street and go to the park and we meet an old friend we haven't met in years. So the blessing is where you don't expect it, almost always. And where you think you're going to get a blessing, don't get depressed. Don't think you've been betrayed in your expectations. There will be a blessing there. Just keep looking for it. It's not the one you expected. Okay? I think in some ways we're a little bit hesitant about the unknown. I wouldn't go so far as to say scared of the unknown, but a little hesitant, a little self-protective, like you accidentally go down the wrong street and you think, oh, I don't know where I'm going. Let me put on my GPS. And then it doesn't locate, and you get a little worried about, oh, how am I going to find out where I wanted to go? And then pretty soon you come to something that is the reason you went down that wrong street. The reason. You know, and that's what we have to be open for, my friends, is the spirit of discovery in our blessings. We like to think we can choose our blessings. Well, if you could choose them, you'd already have them. And the blessings you do have are blessings that you've been enjoying already. And so the new blessings will come to you largely as a surprise. Maybe not completely, but largely. You know, you're going on a vacation and you know overall the experience will be a blessing, but you don't know exactly where that blessing's going to come from until you get there. And that's the way it is with the way the universe works. The parable I was using of the ocean waves, they move up and they peak and then they fall down, and others move up and peak and fall down. By the time you get to a certain place, you don't know which wave is peaking. You don't know exactly where you will be moved to receive your blessing. But if you feel it there, keep looking. Keep looking. It will be there. They're all around us and they move through us.
Every faith in that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you again, Dee Dee. And may the blessings you receive be rich and wonderful.
Thank you so much. I feel them already.
Great.
Bye.
Thank you, Dee Dee. We're so glad you called today. Glenda, our queue is clear.
Okay. Well, I think that means we are ready to just relax and receive and be open, expectant, but not expectant with a particular end in mind. We are open to the offerings of our Creator, our Heavenly Father, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, and our beautiful Earth, who always, always has blessings for us. She is really a basket of blessings. If we would just look at it that way, we would find a blessing around every corner we turn, on every stretch of the sidewalk we walk on. So what I would like you to do right now is just be quiet, and I'm going to change our mode here. Let's just take a very deep breath. I mean, take it in real deep so you expand your lungs as far as they can go on both sides, and expand your diaphragm as deep as it will go. Fill your lungs to as much as you can. Hold it for a couple of seconds. And now just expel it through your mouth. Take in another one through your nose. Hold it. Expand it. Increase it. Hold it some more. A couple of seconds. Now expel it. This is a cleansing breath. This is what we do to release things, stresses we've been holding on to, or issues that we put on the shelf, saying, well, we'll think about this one later. Now is the time for emptiness and release and letting go of everything that doesn't need to be fixed. There are so many things in the world we think we need to fix, and we don't, because they are just waves on the ocean that will crest and fall and crest and fall again and again and again. But as long as we're moving with the flow of the ocean, the currents of the air, we move to our destination, and all is well. I want you now to follow up with a little bit of stretching. If you can stand, stand, okay? Because the stretching just works better for all movable parts that you can move, falling into harmony. And let's just stand with your legs. I want you to get a good balance, so I would say your feet about a foot apart, you know, not to overstride your step, but just about a foot or two apart, so you've got a good balance. And you could put a little swing in your hips if you want to. That's always a good thing to do. But we're gonna work on our upper body first and move it down. I want you just to look to the right and tilt your head back, and then look forward and tilt your head back, and then look to the left and tilt your head back. Okay, now focus on your neck this time and your shoulders. Turn your shoulders and your neck to the right and then to the left. All right, and now we're going to lift our arms out straight and make little windmills out of your arms. So you're moving it forward and then reverse it, okay, and feel it move through your ribs and your shoulder blades, all right? And, yeah. Okay, now your other one. We're going to make a little windmill there. We're going to move it back a few times and then forward a few times, okay? And then move it, really move into your chest with your hands and then into your shoulder blades with your arms. Move your arms forward and back. Okay. Now, at this point, your upper spine should be limbering up just a little bit so you can bend forward a little bit and bend backward just a little bit. Okay. And again, turn to the right as far as you can and turn to the left as far as you can. Good. Good. And now we're down to the pelvic region, and I want you to just move your hips a little to one side. Let's go with the right first, and then your hips to the left. All right. And again. Okay. And again. All right. And now bend forward just a little bit with your hips. Okay? Just a little. So you don't lose your balance. Stay balanced. And then you stand up straight. And then lean backwards as far as you can comfortably. Okay? And then again, forward. All right. And take your arms if you can stand, take your arms and reach down toward your thighs. Go as far as your knees if you can. You're going to bring that, the whole idea is to stretch your back. It's not to do anything calisthenic, just to give your back a nice stretch. All right? And then up. At this point, we're going to put our legs under, squarely under us, so that we can take one leg and make a little windmill out of it. If you need to hold to the wall, hold to the wall, hold to the back of a chair. Make a little windmill out of your leg. Okay. And then another one, because this gets the rotation in your pelvic region. It gets it moving. Okay. And lift your leg forward. Okay. And then lift the other leg forward. Okay. And bend over once more to stretch the back of your legs. All right. And then move your leg back to stretch the front. And your other leg back to stretch the front. Okay. We should be pretty limber by now for what we're going to do, because we're not going to be playing basketball, so we should be fine. And sit down again and be comfortable. And know that now the energy can move through you much more fluidly with fewer blocks. We don't want blocks in energy right now. We want to be fluid with our breath, fluid with our blood flow, and just with our movement, so that the energy of the Holy Spirit just can move through without stopping for a particular block. Or the love in our heart and the presence of Christ, or the grace of our Father Creator. We want to be open to it all. And one of the ways we will establish to continue being open with it all is we're going to practice the four square breath. There's nothing calisthenic about this breath. It's just normal breathing, except you're going to be breathing mindfully. That means aware of your breath, breathing, and aware of how you're breathing. And are you exhaling? Are you inhaling? Are you pausing? Are you acquiring? So, we want to take a gentle breath to the count of four and exhale to the count of four. Then we want to pause to the count of four, that the breath we exhaled may be received by the field of energy around us. And now we take an inhale to resupply ourselves to the count of four. And we hold it that we may take it in and enjoy the replenishment of oxygen to the count of four. And we go back again. Let's exhale gently to the count of four and pause to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four and pause to the count of four. You continue as I talk, and I'll just tell you the importance of this. In the breathing practices of every ancient philosophy of breath I've ever studied, unanimously, a golden thread was the real miracle of breath is the pause between the in-breath, the out-breath, or the out-breath and the in-breath, whichever one you're choosing to put first. Because in that pausing is where the gift is received both ways. The gift you have given into life, and the gift you receive from life. And that's where the blessing is in all breathing. It's a really, really good practice for just calming yourself during the day, because it takes no special attention. You don't have to get into a body pose. You don't have to recline. You don't even have to sit. You could be making dinner in the kitchen, but you feel a little frustrated with getting all of the things prepared in time, and you realize you ran out of butter. And you think, oh, no, how can I overcome this? All right. You overcome it with the four square breads, where you find that it doesn't matter that you ran out of butter, because there are plenty of other ways you can add moisture and texture and a little touch of fat to what you're creating. And it's all fine. It's a great thing to do while you're driving, because you can do it without distracting yourself, like most practices of mind control cause you to go into a trance-like state. This does not. This wakes you up. This puts you with a situation, but in a graceful and bountiful, beautiful and harmonious way. So just practice it. I'm going to say a prayer to Yeshua, because he says you must ask in order to receive. And there's a reason for that too, that we will talk about in another time, another place. But I will ask for you now. And then while the blessing givers and I are conducting the energy of the blessing, it's their blessing, not ours. We're the messenger. We're the Pony Express rider. We carry it in our saddlebag. Okay? We're not the blessing. We're not even the giver of the blessing. We give it from them to you. But it's essential to have that connection. And we give our love to you as that connection. So, our Lord, our friend, our brother, in divine form, we thank you for all the blessings you have given us through our life. We thank you for the blessings we are sitting on even right now, but don't know they're yet there. But we ask for more, because we want our cup to overflow with blessings, that we may share abundantly, and we may live a life abundantly blessed, with more options for love, beauty, contribution, and sharing than we can even imagine right now. For that will fill our heart forever. We thank you for hearing our prayer and for receiving our love. We ask on behalf of those in our life who are needy of a blessing. Thank you for receiving our prayer and giving your love and your attention to the needy. We call for you. They need you. Please come. We pray on a broader scope, even than that, that you be with the needy worldwide, that you bring peace to those who are conflicted or even in physical war. We ask that the hungry be fed. There is no reason on this bountiful earth that anyone should starve, except that conflicts are keeping away food from others. We ask that the conflicts be stopped, and our earth, our people, the animals, all of us be nourished and fed with the bountiful supply that our Father has created and so lovingly given to all of us to share. May the spirit of sharing fill us, embrace us, and activate our hearts with love and generosity. We ask that you help those who are helping others. We ask that you help all of us bring inspiration to one another, good news, good tidings, hope, and inspiration. And now we surrender to receive your love,
your blessing, your contribution to our life, now and forever. In your holy name, we ask these things of our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now? Amen. Amen. And amen. Be blessing has been given. Now, hold it into yourself. Hold it in your heart. And just rest. I want you to lie down. And I mean on a bed, on a mat. Be flat for at least 7 minutes. Okay? Inhale the blessing. But don't continue your prayer. Because you will be in a place of neediness as you pray. You have, your prayer has been given. So be in a place of receiving. Be a blank slate, a whiteboard upon which the will of God can be written. You have our love, my love, the love of our community, along with the blessings of God. Wish you a lovely week. And I hope you come back to be with us for more blessings next week.